రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 15 టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 36 అండ్ 37. యదా ముకుందో భగవాన్ ఇమాం మహిం యదా ముకుందో భగవాన్ ఇమాం మహిం జహౌ స్వత్తన్వ శ్రవణీయసత కథః జహౌ స్వత్తన్వ శ్రవణీయసత్ కథః తదాహ ఏవా ప్రతిబుద్ధ చేతసాం తదాహర ఏవ ప్రతిబుద్ధ చేతసాం అభద్ర హేతుః కలిర్ అన్వవరే వ్రతత
మభద్ర హేతు
అభద్ర హేతు కలిర్ అన్వవర్తత
మభద్ర హేతు కలిర పర్వతత
యదా వెన్ ముకుందః లార్డ్ కృష్ణ భగవాన్ ద పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ ఇమాం దిస్ మహీం అర్థ్ జహౌ లెఫ్ట్ స్వతన్వా విత్ హిస్ సెల్ఫ్ సేమ్ బాడీ శ్రవణీయసత్ కథః హియరింగ్ అబౌట్ హిమ్ ఇస్ వర్త్ వైల్
of those whose minds are not sufficiently developed.
Abhadra hetu. Cause of all ill fortune. Kali anavartata. Kali fully manifested. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. When the personality of Godhead Lord Krishna left this earthly planet in His self-same form, from that very day, Kali, who had already partially appeared, became fully manifest to create inauspicious conditions for those who are endowed with a poor fund of knowledge. Please repeat. When the personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, left this earthly planet, in his self-same form,
from that very day, Kali,
who had already partially appeared, became fully manifest,
to create inauspicious conditions,
for those who are endowed with a poor fund of knowledge. Purport. The influence of Kali can be enforced only upon those who are not fully developed in God consciousness. One can neutralize the effects of Kali by keeping oneself fully under the supreme care of the personality of Godhead. The age of Kali ensued just after the battle of Kurukshetra, but it could not exert its influence because of the presence of the Lord. The Lord, however, left this earthly planet in His own transcendental body, and as soon as He left, the symptoms of the Kali Yuga, as were envisioned by Maharaj Yudhishthir, prior to Arjuna's arrival from Dwarka began to manifest. And Maharaj Yudhishthir rightly conjectured on the departure of the Lord from the earth. As we have already explained, the Lord left our sight just as when the sun sets, it is out of our sight. Take the next one. Yudhishthirastat pari sharapanam buddha
yudhishthira stat pari sarpana buddha
pure charastre cha grahe tatha mani
pure cha rastre cha grahe
tatha mani vibhavya lobhantra jima hima sanadi
vibhavya lobha nirita tija jiva sanadi
adharma chakram gamanaya parayadhat
adharma chakra gamanaya parayadhat.
Maharaj Yudhishthir was intelligent enough to understand the influence of the age of Kali, characterized by increasing avarice, falsehood, cheating and violence throughout the capital state, home and among individuals. So he wisely prepared himself to leave home and he dressed accordingly. Purport. The present age is influenced by the specific qualities of Kali. Since the days of the Battle of Kurukshetra about 5000 years ago, the influence of the age of Kali began manifesting. And from authentic scriptures, it is learned that the age of Kali is still to run on for 427,000 years. 427,000 years. The symptoms of the Kali Yuga, as mentioned above, namely avarice, falsehood, diplomacy, cheating, nepotism, violence, and all such things are already in vogue. And no one can imagine what is going to happen gradually, with further increase of the influence of Kali till the day of annihilation. We have already come to know that the influence of the age of Kali is meant for godless so-called civilized man. Those who are under the protection of the Lord have nothing to fear from this horrible age. Maharaj Yudhishthir was a great devotee of the Lord, and there was no necessity of his being afraid of the age of Kali, but he preferred to retire from active household life and prepare himself to go back home, back to Godhead. The Pandavas are eternal companions of the Lord, and therefore they are more interested in the company of the Lord than anything else. Besides that, being an ideal king, Maharaj Yudhishthir wanted to retire just to set an example for others. As soon as there is some young fellow to look after the household affairs, one should at once retire from family life to uplift oneself to spiritual realization. One should not rot in the dark well of household life till one is dragged out by the will of Yamraj. Modern politicians should take lessons from Maharaj Yudhishthir about voluntary retirement from active life and should make room for the younger generation. Also, retired old gentlemen should take lessons from him and leave home for spiritual realization before forcefully dragged away to meet death. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Nama Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Yada Mukundo Bhagavan Imam Mahim Jahu Satvan Swatanva Shravaniya Satkathaha Tadahar Eva Pratibuddha Chetasam Abhadra Hetuhu Kali Kalir Anva Vartata. When the personality of Godhead Lord Krishna left this earthly planet in his self-same form. From that very day, Kali, who had already partially appeared, became fully manifest to create inauspicious conditions for those who are endowed with a poor fund of knowledge. Yudhishthirastat parisarpanam buddhah pure charashtre chagrahe tathatmani vibhavya lobhantra jhimma himasanadi adharma chakram gamanaya prayadhat paryadhat. Maharaj Yudhishthir was intelligent enough to understand the influence of age of Kali, characterized by increasing every falsehood, cheating and violence throughout the capital, state, home and among individuals. So he wisely prepared himself to leave home and he dressed accordingly. Yeah, Yudhishthir Maharaj, it's explained by Srila Prabhupada that Yudhishthir Maharaj wanted to retire because he wanted to set an example, you know, that one need not continue sticking to the throne. When the right time comes, you should retire and, you know, and then spend your time in spiritual activities. That is the point. And that's why Srila Prabhupada says that everybody should follow that example, and he is talking about the politicians. We see that people 85-year-old, 90-year-old also want to contest elections and in democracy, and if it's a dictatorship also, they want to continue for the rest of their life. You know. So here, so what happens in that process? You don't have time for any spiritual harikatha. You know, you're all busy managing things, you know, and especially in politics, okay. Yeah, let me come to that, Prabhu. So, Yudhishthir Maharaj was intelligent enough, you know, he knew that there is no point in living in the place where the influence of Kali Yuga is very predominant, you know. That's why Srila Bhakti with Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he says that this material life is like a toilet. You know, here in America we say restroom. So he says, finish your job and get away. You know, you don't sit there forever, you know, like, that's not the place to live, right? You just have to finish your job. So same way, you come here to finish our job. So now, Krishna comes as Krishna in Dwapar Yuga, and then in the Kali Yuga, he comes at the end of the Kali Yuga as Kali, and finishes Kalki. And he finishes everybody, right? Because he has to now prepare grounds for the Satya Yuga. You know, immediately you imagine after Kali Yuga, it is directly Satya Yuga. So all the good people have to come back. That means the bad elements have to be removed. Okay. Now in between, the Kali Yuga is so horrible. Bhagavatam is going to describe in the 11th canto about all the symptoms of Kali Yuga, which we see already. So Krishna, at the request of his devotees, especially Sri Advaita Acharya, he requested Krishna to come, because you imagine we are just only 4,500 years at that time it was only 4,500 years in Kali Yuga, and you have to go for another 4,27,500 years. Okay, this is a long period. And people are already started behaving like also, now also, you know. So Krishna decided to come as his own devotee and establish how one can live in even in Kali Yuga, you know. So he spread this Harinam, and this period starting from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is called golden age of Kali Yuga, 10,000 years. So we have just passed 500 years, 9,500 years more are available. That is going to be the best period of Kali Yuga. So you can imagine, the best period is like this, what we are seeing. So what about the rest of it? It's going to be really, really bad. And that is why we recommend, we plead, we beg you, all of you, please prepare to go back now itself. Don't wait for next life or next life. You know, we don't know how many lives we have already wasted. And please, when you go, please take me along. I also want to go. And I need the association of the devotees to go. You know, I cannot do it on my own. So that is why this association, Sadhu Sangha, is very important. We can help each other. You know, if the boat is stuck somewhere, then if there are more people to row the boat, the chances of survival are better, right? Yes, we are lucky. We are very, very fortunate, and especially those who have already taken up to Krishna consciousness, you know, the path shown by Krishna himself. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes and he shows how to do it. At the drop of a hat, he will become unconscious and go into ecstasy. When, how? When he hears the name Krishna, or when he thinks about Krishna, when he sees something related to Krishna. You know, in Jagannath Puri, he was taking darshan from back, you know, standing back, because he didn't want to go as a big devotee and, you know, claim that I am Krishna and all. So he just wanted to have darshan of Krishna, Jagannath. And he was just holding his hand like this on a pillar. And by just the intensity of his love for Krishna, the stone melted. And even today, if you go there, you can see his fingerprint there. So this is just to show us the path. Okay. So here, one thing I want to discuss about, you know, this Kali business, that how Kali is going to influence. There's a nice story told by one Maharaj. One day, Kali, because Kali is Yuga and Kali is person also, we are going to discuss that Kali in the coming few chapters after this, Parikshit Maharaj's, how Kali, he receives Kali and all that. So Kali Purusha and Papa Purusha, you know, there's a person personified sins, Papa. So when Kali came into being and, you know, he manifested, so he met a sin, a Papa Purusha, and they were discussing, and Kali was telling that, what is my future? Will I be able to do, because Kali is supposed to now create havoc, so he is asking, will I be able to do this? And Papa Purusha says, oh yeah, what are you talking? You got so much opportunity, you know, got all open field. People are going to commit sins every left hand, and then all your influence will be there, don't worry. But the Kali said, you know, I was reading some scriptures, you know, he reads scriptures. And there it is said that if you become a devotee, then I cannot influence those people. Then Papa Purusha said, oh, devotee means what? You know, people say they are devotees, but they are not devotees. They just do some puja for sake of asking some material gains. So don't worry about them. You are okay. But then Kali said, but you know, there are some specifically I saw that there are some Vishnu devotees, you know, like Vaishnavas. They just worship Vishnu. He says, yeah, yeah, yeah. That is a little trouble, but don't worry, there are very few. So why are worried? He says, no, but you know, I was told that even they are few, they can still influence a big number, you know, they can, through Harinam and all, you know, wherever they are singing Harinam, my position will become weak. So finally, Papa Purusha said, don't worry, even if everything is alright, you know what, they will become weak sometime. And how do they become weak? Kali asked. He said, they will fight among themselves. So we see, and that, you know, they, when they fight, then again there is problem. So you are okay. So we see that in our life, you know, that sometimes devotees fight. And because devotees fight, other people take advantage of that, you know, and then they say that, oh, see, look at these devotees, they are fighting. So what is the use of being a devotee? You know, like that. So once we take up through Krishna consciousness, we become devotee, then we have to be very, very careful. My uncle, who is also a devotee, he taught me, you know, when I took my initiation, he says, now, Sunny, your real test has started, he says. He says, devotional service is like walking on the edge of a sword. So you have to be very, very careful. You miss one step and you can be finished. So these are the lessons we have to take. And like Yudhishthira Maharaj, we should all prepare to go back. Yes. Just serve. Krishna says, if you serve my devotee, I'll be very pleased. And that's why, as Girish Prabhu said, it should be dasanu dasanu dasa, you know, like not one or two, it's a big line. But at least you can start serving people near you, you know. You become their das. Somebody is sitting in Australia and you are in India, you know, it may not be possible. Of course, like, I'm trying to serve sitting here in Florida. I'm trying to be das of so many devotees. So in whichever capacity, and I'm not saying, you know, I'm a big guy or something like that. I'm just trying to give an example that if somebody wants to do it, you can do it. Especially now with communications being easier, much easier, you know. You can imagine in Prabhupada's time, he had to write personal letters to everybody. And the letter will take months sometime, you know, to reach from one place to another place. And by the time things have changed, you know, so many things have happened. But now it's all instant. So we should take advantage of that. Okay. So thank you very much. I'd like to stop here. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.